Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Today is the appearance of Sri Advaita Acharya Prabhu, which you celebrated yesterday, and discovered that you celebrated it on the wrong day. No harm, you can celebrate it every day. You do celebrate it every day. By glorifying Advaita Acharya Prabhu, by chanting Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinoda, and Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Advaita Acharya, his glories are unlimited because he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Specifically, he is remembered for having called Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to this world. Having seen the condition of the world in Kali Yuga, people are averse to the service of Krishna, which is in this way they are inflicting pain upon themselves. People they wonder, why do bad things happen to me? But we bring it on ourselves by deliberately forgetting Krishna. And Krishna is also not happy that his parts and parcels are not remembering him. So we're unhappy because we forget Krishna. And Krishna's unhappy for the same reason, because we forget him. Advaita Acharya is the Supreme Lord, but not all the different forms of the Lord show all the same potencies. Although Advaita Acharya could have himself personally delivered the whole world, it's not his function to directly do so. That is done by Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by Krishna himself. So Advaita Acharya called for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and delivered the whole world by the method of spreading the Sankirtan movement, which is going on to the up to the present day. You are properly glorifying Advaita Acharya by engaging in the activity of Sankirtan. Sankirtan means some. This prefix means together or complete. So Sankirtan is not a one-man job. It is complete when many devotees join together to what is Kirtan? Kirtan means glorification of the Supreme Lord. When many join together, that is called Sankirtan. And complete kirtan is when Krishna is glorified in the best possible manner. So sankirtan generally refers to the chanting of Krishna's name, congregational chanting. Srila Prabhupada taking a clue from his own spiritual master, stated that distribution of the books that Srila Prabhupada himself had written, that this is Sankirtan, it is the greater Kirtan, inasmuch as the Kirtan performed with Mridangas, that can be heard at some distance, but the Brihan Mridanga, that was the term given by his spiritual master to the printing press, that is that resounds all over the world. So many devotees all over the world are engaged in this distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books, which is complete glorification of Krishna. Of course, Krishna cannot be glorified completely in as much as Krishna's glories are unlimited. So we cannot in one sense we cannot completely glorify Krishna because there's no end to his glorification. But we can, to the extent that is possible for us, we can glorify Krishna by Sankirtan. So it's the best we can do. And also by distribution of these books, because Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, they are also unlimited. Although it appears to be limited, you can say, I read Bhagavad Gita as it is, from beginning to end. So you can say, I completely read it. And that's true in one sense, if you read from beginning to end. But in another sense, we can't say we completely read it because our ability to understand it is limited by our intelligence. Being a jiva, we have limited ability to understand. But in Bhagavad Gita, in a succinct form, Lord Krishna completely expresses knowledge about himself. Jnanam tehaṁ savijñānam idaṁ vakṣāmi yaśetataḥ yajñātvā neha bhūyo yajñātavyam avaśiṣyate. And Krishna says that I will now, when speaking to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, he says that I will now speak all knowledge unto you, both phenomenal and noumenal, by knowing which nothing more shall remain to be known. So Bhagavad Gita is complete knowledge. Everything is there that we need to know for understanding Krishna, at least in basic form. Everything is there. And Srimad Bhagavatam is an expansion or an expanded exposition of the topics which Lord Krishna has described in Bhagavad Gita. So Srimad Bhagavatam is unlimited, both Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, although apparently limited, you can read from beginning to end. They're unlimited inasmuch as they describe Krishna, and Krishna is unlimited. And our ability or the possibility to understand Krishna is unlimited. That means that different people may study Srimad Bhagavatam, different great devotees may have various realizations. There's no end to the realizations about Krishna and Krishna consciousness that various devotees can have by studying these books. But Lord Krishna, even though that they are unlimited, but they are complete, as Lord Krishna himself verifies, that we can get by hearing this knowledge which Krishna describes in Bhagavad Gita, nothing more will remain to be known. So in one sense, complete, and in another sense, can never be complete, because Krishna's glories are unlimited. And even if we had unlimited capacity to understand them, we still wouldn't understand, because unlimited is always more than unlimited. But our capacity to understand Krishna is also limited, but Krishna, by his mercy, helps us to understand as completely as we can possibly do. And of course, even if we understand Krishna to some extent, we may say that's as far as I can go, but there's always further, because appreciation of Krishna, even with our limited capacity, that is always expanding, because although our capacity is limited, the intelligence by which one understands Krishna, that is not functioning on the material platform. That intelligence is given by Krishna. Dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti te. To those who worship Krishna, priti purvakam, with love, Krishna gives that transcendental intelligence by which we can come to him. So even with our limited capacity to understand, that capacity can expand more and more and more by Krishna's mercy. So giving these books to people means giving them the opportunity to encounter Krishna, which, as Bhaktisiddhanta Sri Thakur said, the subject of Krishna at first appears startling. People have not come across any such subject. So it may appear startling. People may be thinking of that in a favorable way or an unfavorable way. They may be startled favorably. They may be amazed, oh, this is so wonderful. This is so good. I never came across such a thing. Or they may be startled in another way. And if they're demoniac, when they come into contact with knowledge of Krishna, they may become upset. Although our repeated experience is that mostly people are very happy to take these books, not unhappy. But even persons who may be unhappy to get this knowledge, they're also benefited in the same way that demons are benefited by coming in contact with Krishna. And often we see that persons who in the beginning they're unfavorable when they come in contact with knowledge of Krishna, by that very contact and by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, which is by Advaita Acharya's mercy, very powerfully working in this Kali Yuga, that even persons who don't like the subject of Krishna, when they come in contact, they feel angry or upset or afraid, or they have various negative emotions when they come in contact with the subject matter of Krishna. They can also change and become devotees of Krishna. So this is the best way to glorify Krishna for us in our present circumstances. The best way we can glorify Krishna. What shall we do? Shall we get a veena and wander from place to place like Narad Muni and sing the glories of Krishna? We could do, and it would be very good if we did. But that would not be the best way that we could serve the mission of Narad Muni. The best way we can serve the mission of Narad Muni is by distributing this knowledge of Krishna consciousness as we have received from the representative of Narad Muni, namely Srila Prabhupada. That knowledge can be spread by giving lectures in various places. That should be done. That is very important to do that. But as Srila Prabhupada wrote in a letter to one of his most gifted disciples in the Bhagavan, he was gifted in so many ways. And one of the ways he was gifted in was he was a very powerful speaker and very talented speaker on the subject matter of Krishna consciousness. Unfortunately, he has now cut himself off, at least for the time being, from that mercy, and he's not speaking about Krishna as he was before. But anyway, at that time, he was very powerfully speaking about Krishna, and his lectures were considered very uplifting by the devotees, and even the non-devotees were influenced by his lectures. So Prabhupada wrote to him that what is the use of your 10-minute lecture? I'm paraphrasing. You're probably aware of this letter. That people, they will hear it and they won't remember it. But if they get a book, that can change their life. So Srila Prabhupada, in writing to one of his most talented and impressive speakers among his disciples, he recommended that better than speaking is distributing books. Of course, both things should go on side by side, because by distributing these books, people become interested in Krishna, and by speaking, people become interested in the books. And by making that personal contact with people by follow-up, that helps them to make the natural next step from reading these books to actually practicing devotional service in their own life. And then they can also become distributors of Srila Prabhupada's books. So the follow-up should be there. But another point is that this, here in India, actually around the world, the speaking is always followed by introducing the books, and many people take books also. Did you see that man last night about getting a full set? I said to him, I see. He didn't even have Bhagavad Gita?
He said, spoke on the lecture.
Yeah, he asked a question about why Krishna. Oh, he didn't even have Bhagavad Gita. I was saying he should take a whole Bhagavatam set. Okay, well, at least he. At least that's a very good start to take Bhagavad Gita. I was surprised he didn't have it. Because most people, I asked him who's got it, and as I expected, most hands went up. Most people have this book. Of course, they might have had some other edition of Bhagavad Gita, but I think probably, as you're finding in Bangalore, among the middle class Hindu population, most of them do have Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita as it is in their homes already. That doesn't mean you can't distribute more. They can take more. We have that experience in India that in many places where we've been distributing books regularly, that people, we see them and they say, I already have Bhagavad Gita as it is, but they'll take another one, isn't it? You're finding that also? To give to their friends or for whatever reason it may be, they still prefer to take Bhagavad Gita, it seems, more than any other book. So, there are various services to be done for spreading this Krishna conscious movement in pursuance of the desire of Advaita Acharya Prabhu, who's, I'm mentioning him especially because it's his appearance day today. There are various activities to be performed, but the frontline work or the work which is really gives the life to our movement and really defines it is the distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books. Defines it means, I mean, there are already many devotees of Krishna in India. There are many organized and unorganized satsangs of people who are devotees of Krishna. But only this movement is giving this knowledge which Srila Prabhupada gave us so clear and in a manner that is not just presented, of course it's philosophical, but it's not just philosophy, it's presented in a manner that touches the heart. And we have this experience again and again that people read Srila Prabhupada's books and their life changes. So there are many activities for carrying on the mission that Advaita Acharya Prabhu inaugurated by calling Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But you are doing the frontline work, the essential work of distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. If we stop the deity worship in our movement, this movement could still go on. If we never built any more temples, or even if all the temples closed down, or even if all the devotees looped, as we say, still, if the book distribution went on, somehow or other, this movement would still go on. And even if we had to choose between closing down all the temples and going on distributing books, which of the two? Of course, we don't envisage either of them stopping, but if we had to stop one or the other, then we would, without any doubt, we would go for closing the temples. Because, of course, this is maybe a not very palatable example, but You don't want to close down the temple. But of the two, undoubtedly, just to give an idea, the importance of distributing Srila Prabhupada's books is far more, actually, than that of running on temples. People in India, at least, think of our movement as being a movement that opens temples, but they don't know that the more important work is distributing these books. In the West, they think of us as distributing books. They don't think so much about temples. That's the difference between the West and India. People, they mostly know us in the West from meeting us, meeting the book distributors. In India, people know us, they come to temples. The temples are, so many people visit our temples in India. And they get books also, but due to neophyte understanding, they think that the temple, visiting the temple is the main thing. But getting the book is the main thing. So I congratulate you on this. You're doing exceptional service. Narayan Pandit Prabhu found a good spot to distribute books. This city is one of the best places in the world for distributing Prabhupada's books. One of the best in the world means India is the best place. Best in as much as we can distribute many books in India, because people are more pious than in other countries. So the opportunity for distributing books is greater, Srila Prabhupada's books. And this city is very good because due to that temple, people are very favorable, and people are well-to-do in this. They have money in this city. They're also suffering the pangs of material life, so they're not so complacent. So it's a very good opportunity. There are other cities also which may be good for distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. In India, all of them are good, but in many ways Bangalore may be the best, if not definitely one of the best. And this location close to the train station is also very good, because trains are a very good way to distribute, to catch many people with money in their pockets, just going on a long journey, and they want something to read. And if you catch them, you get them on the train, and they mostly don't have anything else to do, or they know they won't have anything else to do. And quite likely those who are leaving Bangalore, they've gone from our station, they've visited their temple also, so they have some impression. So all in all, it's, and then you get trains going to all the areas of India. So from Bangalore you can distribute books to people from all areas of India. So it's a great opportunity, and I can simply encourage you to keep up with this, keep on this work, and in this way, please, Narad Muni, Advaita Acharya, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Srila Prabhupada, of course, and your respective spiritual masters, and this way, as you're experiencing, you will get the mercy of Srila Prabhupada by performing this activity. So, Hare Krishna. Any question about this? I said it would be a short one. Yeah. And it was, yeah. Phenomenal and numinous. I said numinous. It means, in simple terms, material and spiritual. That which is concerned with the material world and that which is concerned with the spiritual existence. So in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna gives knowledge of the material world and knowledge of spiritual existence. And that's all that there is. So Krishna says, by knowing this, there will be nothing left to know. Prabhupada, he gave that translation. Maybe it's based on the translations or comments of the previous acharyas, in which Lord Krishna says, jnanam teham savijnanam. So Prabhupada translated jnana and vijnan in this context as knowledge of the phenomenal world or material knowledge. Not exactly material knowledge, it's spiritual knowledge about them, about material existence. And numinous spiritual knowledge about spiritual existence. There's only spiritual knowledge about spiritual existence. About material existence, there's material knowledge and spiritual knowledge. And about spiritual existence, there's only really spiritual knowledge, although there, you could say there is material knowledge about spiritual existence, but it's not really knowledge, it's only speculation. Yeah.
The Lama Guru Yogantama, how can we know that Krishna gives intelligence? How can we recognize whether it's that Krishna is giving intelligence or it's just...
Or it's our own speculation. Well, when we're on a very... This Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam, when we're on an actually elevated level, then Krishna will directly give us knowledge. How does that verse begin? Desham Satata Yuktanam Bhajatam Priti Purvakam Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam Yenamam Upayanti. If we're constantly engaged in Krishna's service and worshipping Him with love, then Krishna will give us the intelligence by which we come to Him. So, if we're not constantly engaged in Krishna's service, if we are applying our intelligence to matters apart from Krishna's service, then we cannot be confident that the intelligence we get or the inspiration that we can get is fully spiritual. When we are fully confident, then we're either self-realized or we're deluding ourselves. If we're deluding ourselves, well, there's not much. If we're insincere, then there's not much anyone can do to help the insincere. But if we're sincere, but we're not on a very high platform yet. If we are sincere, that will bring us to the highest platform very quickly. But if we are sincerely trying, but not yet come to the realized platform, then any inspiration we have should be checked by the spiritual master or by similarly advanced devotees, by other advanced devotees, if we're not able to directly access our spiritual master.
So my question was, how can we increase our capacity for understanding Bhagavad-gita?
How can we increase our capacity for understanding Bhagavad-gita? It's not a material thing. But Krishna reciprocates according to our surrender to Him. So by following the instructions in Bhagavad Gita, by applying those instructions in our lives, the more we do that, the more the ability to understand those instructions will be given to us by Krishna. So we hear, we understand to some extent, and the symptom of that understanding will be that we apply ourselves in Krishna's service, and by doing so, Krishna gives us more understanding. And we can apply that in our lives. Then we get, it goes on unlimitedly. Oh, anything else? Excuse me. Okay, Hare Krishna.